bearing his reproach. What does it mean, bearing his reproach? The reproach of Christ is talking about the fact that people will speak badly of you, speak poorly of you, because you are a Christian. That's what reproach means, to talk bad about. And so Jesus was reproached when he was on the cross. You know, they're mocking him and saying he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Oh, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, come down from the cross that we might see and believe. And they mocked him and reviled him and ridiculed him. Well, guess what? If you live the Christian life, you're going to be ridiculed and mocked as well. There are going to be people who make fun of you for being a goody two shoes, and they make fun of you.
Oh, you actually believe the Bible? Don't you know that everything came from nothing, and it's been scientifically proven that, you know, monkeys and apes are all our relatives, and we're all animals, and we all came from the same, you know, single-celled organism that we have no idea where that came from. But I mean, it's all been proven by science. You believe in the Bible?
Yes, I believe in the Bible. Yes, I believe in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And I believe that God made man in his own image. And that I'm not an animal. I'm not a beast. I am a human being. I'm a man made in the image of God. I'm a man in the image of God with a soul and a spirit. And you know what's absurd is believing that everything came from nothing. That is absurd. It's not science. It's absurd to believe that every single plant and animal on this planet is related and came from one organism that just poof appeared out of nowhere. There's not even a theory for how the first organism appeared. Not even a scientific theory. Not even a working hypothesis. They can't even show you, well, this is how we think it could have happened. Not even close to being able to demonstrate that with science. So why would I be ashamed for believing what the Bible says?
Oh, you're one of those Baptists? You actually take the Bible seriously? I mean, you actually believe all those stories?
Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. Because you know what? It's absurd to say, oh, I believe in Christ. I believe in Jesus. I believe God created everything. Oh, but, you know, he can't make a whale swallow a human. That just couldn't happen. If God could speak the world into existence in 6 days, I think he's going to be able to prepare a great fish that could swallow Jonah so that he could be in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights.
I mean, you actually believe Jesus walked on water?
No, I just believe that he could create the entire world with his voice. And I just believe that he could die and be buried and rise again 3 days later. But, I mean, walking on water? That's just not scientifically possible. That just defies the laws of science. Folks, with God, all things are possible. I'm not ashamed to be Baptist. I'm not ashamed to be a Bible-believing Christian. I'm not ashamed to be a creationist. Hey, you ought to be ashamed of this evil and adulterous generation, not ashamed of God and his word. And so you know what? I'm willing to bear his reproach, as it says at the end of verse 13. They made fun of him. Let them make fun of me. They called the master of the house Beelzebub. Then you know what? Let them call me much worse. They hated him. Let them hate me. Let me bear his reproach. Where do we bear his reproach? Without the camp. See, here's why some preachers are never persecuted. Here's why some Christians are never persecuted. Because you know where they are? Smack dab in the middle of the camp. They're within the camp. Within the mainstream, getting along with everyone, trying to fit in and be cool and be like everybody else. I am not a cool preacher. I'm not.